You know, for supposedly gaining an hour, I feel really behind today.
And he was earlier today.
Yeah, it's our circadian clock. It gets to do that.
The crazy thing, though, is Asher was still asleep as I was leaving this morning.
Really?
Lazy bone.
Lucky bones.
So I really feel like God's got something really cool in store for us today. Because I met with Mike Neely this week, and we started talking about this passage, Blessed Are the Peacekeepers, right? And we started going through it, we started, you know, winding through scriptures. We found ourselves in Romans, we found ourselves in Ephesians, we found ourselves all over. It's really cool, long pad of paper with all these notes written out, and I was gonna put it right here, and this morning I was so behind, I grabbed the notepad that looks exactly like the notepad that had the notes on it. So I have no notes, I'm winging it today, but we're gonna see what we can come up with. So, okay, here we go. Peacemakers. So what is not a peacemaker? Let's go back to that vein of what is and what isn't. We've had some good talks about some of these other beatitudes and stuff like that, but we haven't really looked at what is not a peacemaker, and you cannot answer this one. Sharon. So what is not a peacemaker?
A warmonger.
Warmonger.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
A hater.
Hater. Especially when they're drinking from their haterade.
Yeah. Troublemaker.
Troublemaker. Okay.
Liar. Wow. Liar.
Troublemaker. Liar.
An ICBM. What? Intercontinental ballistic missile. They called them peacemakers.
It's not a peacemaker. You're right. So how about this?
ICBM.
Weapons of war. Because when you say, do what I say or I'm going to bomb your country, I'm going to be like, go ahead, bring it. Because in my mind, you're automatically the enemy. Isn't it amazing that no matter which side you're on, the other side's always the enemy?
Sure.
Crazy how that works.
And everybody thinks God's on their side.
Right!
Yeah.
So how do we know? Do you think God and Jesus hang out upstairs and play our life like a game of Risk? I don't.
What happens now?
I don't. I think God and Jesus hang out upstairs and mourn the things that we do in this world. So what is not a peacemaker?
Prejudice.
Prejudice.
Bigot.
How do you spell it? Oh.
J.
J.
U-D-I-C-E.
Thanks. Prejudice.
Bullying, somebody said.
Yeah.
Bullying, good. Yes. We just got Quinn an amazing hat. It says, it's better to be buddies, no more bullying. So, just to see the innocence of a little Quinn.
Yeah.
Running around wearing this hat that says, it's better to be buddies, no more bullying. Or stop bullying or something like that. Pretty amazing. Somebody else said something, I cut them off, I'm sorry.
Lying.
That's up there. Yeah.
That's up there. Yeah. No, don't apologize. Nothing to apologize for. What is not a peacemaker?
A narcissist.
Narcissist? Well, tell me a pastor that you have not met that does not have a little bit of narcissistic tendencies. Myself included.
Me too. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But if we're always looking out for ourselves, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's just too many words.
I know. Narcissist.
So selfishness.
Selfishness.
There we go. That's a better word than
arrogance.
Yeah.
Selfish. What about anger? Can you find anger in peacemaking? Do peacemaking and anger go together?
Well, now what did Jesus say? Righteous anger?
Righteous anger? But some people just want to see the world burn. So, anger.
Quite often when you're angry, you're not thinking much.
Right.
Judgmental.
Judgment.
Judgment.
Wow. Okay.
What isn't a peacemaker is one who holds a grudge.
Grudge is unforgiveness.
Or unforgiveness.
Yeah. Unforgiveness.
What'd you say?
Selfishness. Selfish? It's on there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Are you sorry again?
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
No, I'm not sorry.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Power mongers.
Gossipers. The old people like to talk about people all the time.
Gossip. So I'm not here to promote peace. I'm just here to talk crap about you so you get all worked up in a tizzy and start a fight over there. That's not peacemaking. That's being antagonistic. What else is not a peacemaker?
Probably antagonistic is probably.
Antagonistic. Who here besides me has ever been antagonistic in their life? Look at all these hands. I love the honesty in this room.
Just on the big picture, in terms of international, non-peacemaking, would be war profiteers, weapons industry profiteers, whatever you want to call it.
That, weapons of war.
Yeah, but the people that
promote
them.
Profit.
There you go. That's the worst thing. I was trying to remember.
Greed.
Yeah. Greed. Greed.
Fear.
Fear.
Fear mongers, yeah.
Fear. Slash monger. Is there any more?
This is what Paul says. You must understand this, that in the last days distressing times will come. For people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, inhuman, implacable, slanderers, profligates, brutes, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit,
right.
Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to the outward form of godliness, but denying its power.
So what's the address?
Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5.
There. I just copied and pasted it.
In the old days.
all of those things are negative, but are they necessarily
peacemaking? No, good question.
So, say more.
Well, you could argue that weapons of war were for protection. You could argue that.
You could.
You could argue that.
And judgment. You know, we have to have judgment.
Have to have discernment, yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Okay, so I see where we're going now. So what is peacemaking? Discernment.
Discernment. Love.
Forgiveness.
Truth. Humility.
Oh, I love to hate that word.
Faith.
Humility. Sacrifice.
Integrity.
You know, every time somebody says integrity, I always think Acura Integra.
That's a car.
It's a really fast car.
Okay, thanks.
But, I mean, I don't know.
That's why they pick names like that.
I know, right?
I had another peacemaker of godliness, or focus on God's will, whatever kind of put that.
Godliness. Cleanliness is godliness. What is godliness?
Peacefulness is godliness.
Peacefulness. So what is it to be peaceful?
There are some distinct passages in the Old Testament that say peace not always peaceful.
Yeah.
Say that again.
That what?
There are some passages in the Old Testament that would lead one to believe that godliness is not always peaceful.
Well, Jesus went into the temple and upturned the tables.
He was not peaceful at all.
Except
on that day.
So maybe godliness is not the word I was after. Following the will of God is what I was after, and I believe God willed for us to
be
peacemakers.
Let's get rid of
God's will.
Godliness, word, God has told us that he blesses the peacemakers.
Following God's will. How easy is that to do?
Good intentions. But
good intentions. The road to hell is paved with those. So, following God's will. Well, in that, we need discernment, right? So, according to the study Bible, it says, those who promote God's message of peace through Jesus the Messiah will receive the ultimate reward of being called sons of God. Will you look at Galatians 3:26? It's the reference scripture here. And she's faster than anybody else.
And of course, seeing following God's will, many wars have been fought. And, you know, prosecuted in the name of God, the opinion of those involved. So,
absolutely.
So that's not a panacea that we can just look at.
3:26.
That's what it says.
For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith.
So wait. So if we have faith in God's will, does that mean we are becoming a peacemaker?
Would you read your study note again?
Sure. It says, those who promote God's message of peace through Jesus the Messiah will receive the ultimate reward of being called sons of God. Can you read that again?
So the reference, I think, is to sons of God. But now that faith has come, wrong verse. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. And in Romans 8, it says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So that's kind of
So I'm gonna read you something and tell me if this has the marks of a peacemaker. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation and be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So, peacemaker. I heard nothing but hospitality in that passage.
Except for the heaping burning coals on their head part.
Plus.
Does that,
but hey, at least they'll stay warm.
Does that have something to do with the purification or something like that? Other than, you know, you'll get the better of them because you'll be inflicting harm on them by showing hospitality.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they'll feel guilty and repent.
Yeah.
I know that when I am mad at somebody and they show me kindness, it just burns me up. Because then I start to feel guilty for, how can I be mad at you because you're being so nice to me? And what they're really doing is they're being a peacemaker. Saying, hey, we're not getting along right now, but let's have this cup of coffee and let's talk.
Let me just heap some burning coals on your head.
With a snow shovel. But just think about it. If the world could sit down, not necessarily the world, but just everybody in their own personal tribes, could just sit down and express each other's feelings openly over a cup of coffee, just think of how much more peaceful we would be. We wouldn't have so-and-so angry at so-and-so telling so-and-so about how angry they are at so-and-so because now so-and-so and so-and-so are really angry at so-and-so because they tribalize it. So when we start to become a tribe of, when we stop becoming a tribe of anger and start becoming a tribe of reconciliation, then we can move on to becoming peacemakers. It all begins with reconciliation. A common ground, a common understanding, and a common trust in each other. You look like you want to say something. Yes, no? Is that possible, though?
For Naomi did not say something?
I know, right?
Bite your tongue, though. Yeah.
But you have to be willing to...
You have to be willing to come to the table.
You also have to be willing to fail.
Yes.
And to lose.
Yes.
And to be turned away, abused.
Yep.
Before we start.
Mm-hmm. That's hard. Mm-hmm. It's really hard.
So, being a peacemaker is definitely to have faith in God, trust in the Holy Spirit, and a love for Jesus that is like an unquenchable fire. But it's also, you got to be willing to show something that you expect from other people. But something that you expect from our Father more than anybody. I wrote grace, in case you can't see it. You have to be willing to give grace in order to receive grace. You can't go around demanding grace without giving it. It just doesn't work that way. So I hope this leaves you guys today scratching your heads and going, how can I be more peaceful? How can I build a bridge in this disheveled relationship that I might have going on right now? So there's a common ground, right? Because when we seek for peace and coexistence, we seek the kingdom. God does not want us angry at people, running around spilling hate and venom, because all it does is destroy ourselves. If I'm mad at Chris, it does nothing to her, but it eats me up. So to be peacemakers, we need to love ourselves. It starts here. This is the first step. Yourself. Okay, I'm going to pray first. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this group of people. Thank you for letting me forget my notes today. I think it ended up better than what I had planned, because I totally relied on you in all of this. I ask that you are with us in our upcoming congregational meeting. I ask that you are with us in our upcoming welcoming. And I just ask that you are with us as we go throughout our week. In Jesus' name, amen.